And hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptations of Frank Herbert's Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
How you doing today, John?
I'm doing all right. It's pretty rainy outside, so it's a great day for just
it's perfect
being in here recording the podcast in the studio, as it were, also known as your living room. Yeah. I got a cat who's tentatively deciding to jump on the couch.
I think he'll get up there.
Yep. Hold on. Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Got
distracted.
So yeah, we're just going to talk about some Dune this weekend.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Well, you want to dive into it?
Sure. So last week we left off we left off with Paul and his father, Duke Leto Atreides, hanging out, just chilling in the in the graveyard with all the tombs of the previous Atreides house family members. We don't know much detail other than the one tomb of the old Duke, Leto's father.
Safe to say we can assume they're all past Dukes.
I would assume so, or at least like immediate family members.
Sure.
There's a lot of them, though. There's like, I think I counted, there's like 19 or 20.
Oh yeah, they've been on the planet for 2,000 plus years, so yeah. That's a fair amount.
There's a lot of dead people that they're just hanging around with, and you know, we're in this moment where Paul's asking his father, you know, to go early with Duncan Idaho to Arrakis, and Leto's like, yeah, absolutely the fuck not.
Absolutely not.
But then he's giving him his reasons and everything. And, you know, last week's episode kind of ends mid-sentence where Paul is asking, you know, he's asking Leto, what if he's not the future of House Atreides?
Well, he says, what if I'm not? And Leto's like, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to rephrase that, bud? That was a weird way of asking that question.
What?
And he goes, oh, yeah, sorry. Half that conversation was in my head. What if I'm not the future of House Atreides?
Yeah. And, you know, clearly Paul is having a lot of self-doubt, as we all tend to do. Sure. I think this is, we've talked a lot about how he's been a rich kid that's had everything his whole life. And this is like the first moment maybe where he ever is like, shit.
Yeah. Can I do this?
Yeah.
Am I good enough for this? And you know, what I think turns him around. Leto shows him his cool ass Jostin's ring. Yeah. He's like, I got this class ring 1997.
Scored 37 touchdowns that year. That would be an insane amount of touchdowns, by the way. I don't sports, but that's a lot. But no, you're right. We do see a great close-up of the ducal signet.
Yep.
I really think it's so well done. Like, the amount of work that was put into just that one ring, which makes sense, right? It's a very important part of the movie. It is one of the most important props. But like, goddamn, the detail on it is.
Oh, sure. I wonder how many they made for the movie. You think Oscar Isaacs kept it? I hope he did.
That
would have been cool. That'd be a cool souvenir from the movie.
That would have been like a really cool, yeah. I wonder if it was like a Lord of the Rings kind of situation where they had one that was like the size of a dinner plate for like close-up shots and stuff. Maybe. So that shot where he takes the glove off and everything, it's just a giant fake hand with this giant ring on it.
Or maybe it's a World War, like a, not World War, maybe it's a World Series kind of thing where everyone, like every cast and crew member got one after the movie was done.
That'd be so expensive.
Dang, hey.
I mean, it was a very, what was the budget of the movie? Like $250 million, that's something
a
lot. Like that?
Yeah, I'm sure they could find a way. Yeah, then he tells Paul he wanted to be a pilot. He didn't want the ring either. Which is, I think it's a good way of approaching the situation. He's like, hey man, I get it. I'm just like you. I'm still cool. I'm hip. I get it.
I'm still a cool dad.
I wanted to be a pilot, man. And which is, I mean, you know, spoilers, but we do see later that, yes, he's actually a very, very, very good
incredibly competent pilot. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, yeah, it comes into play later.
Oscar Isaac getting those pilot roles a lot in the mid to late 2000s.
That's right. Because Poe Dameron was a pilot in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's the only other one that I know of.
Yep.
That's it. Okay. Yep. He's getting all of them, all two of them.
He's really nailing down the pilot and sci-fi market.
Ooh, I don't agree that Star Wars is sci-fi, but okay, we can move past it. It's space fantasy.
Sure.
Yeah. And he says a really cool line here. He says, a great man doesn't seek to lead. He's called to it and he answers, which is a good way of putting it. Honestly, I have in my notes here, what a novel idea. I think we could use some of that in our current political landscape. And then he follows that with, if you don't choose the ring, you'll still be the only thing that I need you to be, my son.
What he says is, and if your answer is no,
yeah, right,
you'll still be the only thing I ever needed you to be, my son.
Which is I teared up a little bit. Honestly,
that's a heartwarming moment. And like past couple episodes, we've talked about how the Atreides are still not the good guys, but this is a moment that makes you want to be like, oh, maybe he's a good dad.
If there is a good person in this movie, it is
Leto Atreides. Yeah, yes,
for sure.
I think his the only like good aligned person.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. I wanted to point out this conversation that we've just, you know, been watching for the past couple of minutes, not in the books.
Okay.
We get a conversation between Leto and Paul later, where a lot of the same stuff is explained, but this particular line and this particular, like, you know, heartfelt moment, not something that we see in the books. We get the same sense that of Paul and Leto's relationship via other means. But I think this is a good way of really just fast tracking the movie audience to he's clearly a father who cares a lot about his son.
Yeah.
And done in really,
cares,
really
he cares a lot about his son, but he also cares about just all of his.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So good addition to the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think it's that whole conversation is one of my favorite scenes with Oscar Isaac in this movie, just all together.
Yeah.
Like he's the only like warmth and love I think that Paul feels in his life. Like Jessica loves him clearly.
Yeah, but she
sees him through Bene Gesserit lenses. Whereas like Leto sees Paul strictly as his son.
Yeah.
And all he wants is the best for his son, as any good parent would want for their child.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is a really short minute. There's not a lot that is going on to it.
Yeah. Most of it's filled with, loving long glances into each other's eyes
and a really close up shot on a ring.
A really close up shot on a ring. They definitely linger on these shots here. So,
yeah.
I did have one more note here. I guess this is more of a thought experiment for the two of us.
Okay.
So we know what would happen if Paul said no. He would still be the only thing that Leto ever needed him to be, his son. Got that. But I wanted to think, you know, maybe two or three steps down the line. What would happen if Paul actually did not want it? Like if he found something else he wanted. He wanted to be a potter. You know, he was super big into ceramics or something. I don't know.
He just really loves the movie Ghost.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? what would that mean for House Atreides? He's their only son.
I think,
before you answer. So this, I'm going to lead the witness just a smidge. Because he's their only son.
Okay.
It makes me think that this is kind of an empty offer.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Okay. I was going to say like, this is you could say no, but come on, motherfucker.
It's the
like,
illusion of choice.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's like with the, I guess if the Herald of the Change was giving the illusion of choice to Leto then gives the illusion of choice to Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of the same, like that same.
It definitely like echoes each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about it as I was writing the notes. I was like, this is a very nice and sweet thing to say, but I think at the end of the day, it's kind of an empty offer. You know, there's only really one path that we know of right now for Paul.
Is it gold?
Well, the ring was, so yeah. And that's to become the Duke, to take his father's, the dukedom after his father.
Sure.
So, I don't know. The only other option that I could think of was it would be another excuse for Leto and Jessica to bone down and get another heir.
So,
not a bad option. So, who knows? Maybe that's what he was kind of secretly hoping for. He's like, please say no, please say no, please say no,
please say no, please say no, please say no. I hope they're not just only having sex just for.
No, I don't know. You never know.
Anyway,
he seems like a busy guy. You never know.
Yeah. He's in a lot of meetings.
Yeah. That's all I had for minute 15 to 16. Any other notes on your end?
Nothing really. It's a light minute. But I think we're going to get a lot of action here soon enough.
So. Oh yes. Things are going to be ramping up soon. All right, cool. Well, let's do this again tomorrow. We'll talk about minutes 16 to 17 here on the Dune Minute Podcast.
The Badoon
Minute
Podcast.
See ya.
See ya.